Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, I think a lot of people think that, like, me and Carson are really tight the way I defend him, but I just more have trouble with seeing, like, character assassinations that are extrapolated on a couple anonymous sources when you have people on the record saying, this guy's not a ginormous douche. Like, it's amazing to me that some people will go off of the most flaky evidence to indict somebody as just this locker room cancer. But when people tell you that if he has some things to work on, sure, that's a fair assessment. But locker room cancer, I can't believe some of the things I'm reading.
That's Chris Long on his podcast. And I would agree.
Neither can I, Chris.
I would agree with that. I don't think that he was viewed in the Eagles locker room as a cancer.
Right.
I don't believe that, no. I think that maybe he rubs some of the guys the wrong way or just didn't have good relationship with some of those guys. But for the most part, if his play was up to his normal standards last year, everything would have been fine. So, good point by Chris Long. All right, back to the phones.
I like Chris Long.
Dude, he is good.
And because he doesn't really have an allegiance anywhere, you know, he can really just – I mean, he played for the Rams. He won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. He won a Super Bowl here. Right? I mean, he's from Virginia.
Yeah, I saw him actually tweeting about it. Because the Rams moved, he doesn't have that same allegiance because the
right.
city's not there anymore.
Started in St. Louis, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
So they're not in St. Louis, so he feels like that it's not the same with that. Mm-hmm. It seems like that his time here really was, like, he liked his time here.
He said he really enjoyed it.
More than anything.
Yep. And like, 2 years, right?
Yeah, in 2 years. 2 years. In New England, he wasn't really a big contributor on that team, so I don't feel like that meant as much to him.
And let's be honest. Can't have fun in New England.
There's no fun.
Lane Johnson was right.
Well, even LeGarrette Blount talks about the Super Bowl he won here was much more fun than it was. He had just won it the previous year in New England.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
We do have some minor Eagles news.
Oh, what you got?
But DeSean Jackson has been released.
What? No, that's
minor.
That's minor. He's played 2 games in 3 years.
Breaking news.
Of all the things he's done.
Hold the hell up. What the hell did he just say?
Let's pretend let's pretend that didn't happen, all right?
Seriously, all right, so we got some breaking news.
Hold on a second.
Breaking news.
All right, what do we got, Jack?
What do we got?
Some minor breaking news, but DeSean Jackson has apparently been released via his Instagram.
Wow.
You better be minor breaking news.
So sorry, the guy's played 2.5 games in 2 years.
It's still a big story.
It's still a big deal.
Why?
Man.
He barely even plays. Why is it a big deal?
Yeah, we don't want to make a big deal about something like DeSean getting
released.
All right, so DeSean Jackson has been released. You're so
he
odd.
Really
Jack.
Did check out.
So no surprise, right? I wasn't expecting it.
You know the funny thing? You don't know until they actually do it.
Yes.
Right? Like, so we may say, yeah, they're probably going to release DeSean and Alshon, but there is cap ramifications from them doing this, right?
They get cap savings, certainly.
I thought it was Alshon that still costs $10 million.
Like that's Alshon.
That's Alshon. They
so,
have to take
so like they'll take it'll be a dead cap hit, but normally there's savings that come along with it.
Okay.
So let me take a look real fast at what it is.
How about
the
that?
Dead cap this year is $5.8 million.
So, okay, five. Okay.
Yeah, but the cap hits $10 million.
Right. So you're saving $5 million.
Right.
Right. So your dead cap is, not to get too in the weeds here. Dead cap's five. Cap hit was 5.689. So more or less they're saving $5 million by releasing them. So they can take whatever their cap was, they can take $5 million off of that.
Okay.
So it's wow. You're not getting all the money removed from the contract. But
well, they're going young.
Yeah.
I have to imagine Alshon won't survive this.
I don't know.
No.
What about Peters? Does Peters survive it?
I think Jason cut himself already.
I think he did too.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that a one-year deal?
Yeah.
And he's already said he probably won't be back with the Eagles.
No, they're not bringing him back.
Yeah, so they're
not
bringing him back. Yeah,
not this time, they're not.
They told him early enough this time.
Yep.
Like, Jason, we're not doing it again.
And they actually have they have a number of options on the line too with the guys that had to play last year. So the Eagles are actually better set up on the line than they were last year. So that ends the Deshaun Jackson era the second time around here, which was a total disaster.
Kind of like the Iverson second time.
Yeah, I got to admit, man, I was excited about getting D-Jack back, and I thought, wow, he's going to finish off his career as an Eagle and
maybe go to the Hall of Fame,
man,
if he has big numbers.
Right?
And,
man, I can't – disappointment is what really comes to mind because I can't even – we had one game. Like, I know he played in more than one game,
but
the
it was
only
the
game that sticks
game,
out to
Washington
me is the
game.
Washington game. Yeah. It's the only game, the first game.
So he played eight games total.
I didn't even remember eight games he played in.
Yeah, they weren't memorable. 23 receptions in eight games and under 400 yards.
23. So that's what, three catches a game?
Yep.
It actually sucks that he didn't have a more ceremonious return.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. Three touchdowns. 23 receptions, just a hair under 400 yards.
He had three touchdowns?
Yep.
Yeah, the two in the first game and the one
last
from,
year.
Oh,
Jaylen.
Yes.
Yeah. DJ came back and did what he does, man.
And that's why we thought like, uh-oh. I hope this isn't him saying you better bring me back next year. Eagles didn't fall for it.
Yeah, he ends up in Indy.
Well, there you go. There you go, Deshaun Jackson.
No, he will not end up in Indy.
No, he will not. No,
he's going to go back to Tampa.
He's going with Shady.
With Tom.
And Shady.
Yeah. Yep. Godwin leaves and Deshaun goes back down. He goes down. He's like, Jameis isn't here, but I'll go back down.
Man, eating W's.
That's for sure. All right, let's go back to phones. By the way, today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's new seasonal seafood specialties are here. Jumbo Lump Crab Cakes, Lemoncello Seafood Bake, the Shrimp Po' Boy, and many, many more. Get the full menu at ChickiesandPete's.com. Let's go to Bruce the Weatherman. Bruce A.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What's up, Bruce?
What's up, Bruce? Hey,
I am basking in the richness of my wonderful forecast. What is it that Mr. John Bolara said about me? I did not hear about this. I heard your tease, John. What did he say about me?
Shortly after you were on the air, he via Twitter tweeted us and said that your forecast was wrong and it's irresponsible that we allow you to give a forecast on the air.
Well, maybe he should check the forecast again. I mean, I was right.
You were right.
Why is he so sour grapes on me? I always thought he was a very good forecaster. I thought it was unfortunate what happened to him, and I've always had the greatest respect for the man.
I think he's jealous because you're our official forecaster, and he's not. You know, like Howard. Him and Howard are both jealous that they can't be the official weatherman.
Well, Howard, you do know what happened with Howard and I, right?
No.
Or maybe I told Howard, I said, to stick to sports.
Oh.
After he gave that forecast on the air Saturday morning three or four weeks ago where he said, listen, it's going to be a little bit of snow. Don't go out and buy all the eggs and the bread. And, you know, I mean, he was, you know, that was, of course, the storm that dumped 32 inches of parts of the northwest suburbs.
Oh, yeah, we let him have it for that. We had your back on
we
that.
We did. He was irresponsible.
He was. And, listen, I respect the man. I never call him because I don't want to be called a dope. First of all,
well, that's right. an honor to be called
a loser.
Oh, is it?
Now
well,
it is.
I
yes.
Don't look at it that way. But listen, there. We need to talk about the snowstorm on Monday, and what's coming in March, which you're not going to like either. Let's kind of focus in on maybe the middle of April before it gets really nice. But there's something more pressing we have to talk about here, and this is Carson Wentz. You know, I'm not going to root for the man. He's now the enemy. I only root for him insofar as that he gets enough snaps that we get the first round pick. That's the way I look at that. But Ike,
Yes.
Listen, I know this is a very fragile subject with you, but you are, of course, the head of the LTBB,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it's time that you and I discuss the dissolution of that organization. What do you think?
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's no longer here.
Oh, no, Bruce. You want to dissolve it because you want us to be with you. See, you don't want me to keep pointing out you left the LTBB. You'd rather me dismember it so that it doesn't exist anymore. But that's not going to happen until I'm ready for that to happen.
And when do you think that might be?
Don't know. I don't see it anytime soon, that's for sure.
Really? You're going to have the LTBB when he's over there throwing touchdowns over in Indy, Indianapolis?
Yeah, sure really? I am.
I
got to give you 1 year of torture. You got to be tortured at least 1 year.
Well, listen to me.
At least 1 year.
Look at how he's left us. Look at the absolute lack.
You look at that. All I know is he got traded. He got traded. He's gone. And he's in a good situation that he can reboot his career. That's all I need to root for, Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce. I know you wanted to give the forecast, but we got to go because 215-592-9494. We have to roll your calls coming up next. Or the Eagles
trying to get me to dissolve my clubhouse,
right?
Yeah, I mean this is our group.
You do that when you want.
Yeah, this is our group. Or I'll do it when the real LTBB members say they're ready to be out,
like me and you. Yeah.
Man, Bruce went from LTBB member to now he is.
Yeah, because you know why? He turned his back on us.
Yeah, not a foxhole
in our most
guy.
Difficult time.
He did.
So I don't have any, right? How can I have any love for him? Right?
If I was Bruce, I would just not bring up the LTBB when you call it.
Thank you.
But we'll get over it.
I also like that it certainly, you can tell that there's something going on with him. He's the one that's the one to address it with you. You don't want to fight with Bruce.
I don't.
He wants to fight with you about it. He's like, we need to address the LTBB. He's mad at you for continuing it. Bruce the Weatherman, 215-592-9494.
We love you, Bruce.
Greg in Fort Washington says that I'm being two-faced. We'll get to you on the other side, Greg. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, callers are really attacking the host today. You guys are attacking me. So like, everyone's getting attacked today.
Awesome. That makes for fun radio.
You and that breaking news thing, dude. That
was the weirdest. That was the weirdest thing.
I just didn't think Deshaun getting released was that big of news. Like, I'm sorry,
but I mean, it hasn't even been like we weren't expecting it to happen.
Right.
It wasn't even really discussed. I don't know. I mean, that's breaking news.
Yeah,
it's breaking ish.
I just love how you was just so.
Well, it's not really breaking news, but hey, I thought you were going to say they
picked act like up Deontay Burnett got released.
No,
or something.
I thought he was going to say some guy I never heard of they picked up off waivers like they did earlier this week. Right. That's what I thought you were going to say. No, Deshaun got released. Marks and Reese, phone calls coming up next. Also, Mike Garofalo was on the NFL Network talking about another trade the Eagles might be working on next. When you hear this, Marks and Reese.
Not Deshaun.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All their locations are open for indoor dining, Pennsylvania, Jersey, and, of course, all of their Philadelphia locations. There's a Chickies and Pete's near everyone. Find yours, chickiesandpete's.com. Back after this, Marks and Reese. Let's talk about Mark Schuler for a second. They're right. But Mark Schuler, if you need a – listen, it's your wife or whoever's birthday, anniversary, special occasion, whatever it is, or if you're looking to get engaged, I'm telling you, there's no better place – than Mark's Jewelers. First of all, you're shopping at a small family business. It's a small business that's in the area. They're the home team, right? So I know when you probably think of a jewelry store in a mall or something, like you're looking at this little store. Mark's Jewelers is a 25,000 square foot showroom, and it's the safest place you're going to go anywhere in this area if you're looking for jewelry. So diamond jewelry. Watches. They have everything at Mark's Jewelers, and they're conveniently located in Montgomeryville on Route 309. It's convenient to 309 Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's around everything, right? When you shop at Mark's Jewelers, you're supporting a local business. Stop in and see the official jeweler of you. Details, marks-jewelers.com.
There's a lot of interest in Zach Ertz. I believe that nothing is going to happen until that salary cap is set. So while some trades, Matthew Stafford and Carson Wentz, are getting done, I think we're closer to the start of the league year, if not beyond that, before we find out where Zach Ertz is heading via trade.
Or he gets released because everybody knows that the Eagles aren't going to pay $8.25 million, and he doesn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can get a mid to late round selection.
Yeah, I have no idea what Zach Ertz brings back as a 31-year-old tight end that was never the most athletic guy, more of a shorthand guy, but is also coming off a tough year. And the thing with Zach Ertz, with whomever trades for him, Zach wants a new deal. So would Zach rather just be released and become a free agent, or does he want to be traded? I'm sure he doesn't want to be traded anywhere.
No.
Because he knows if he's traded, he probably has to play on the deal that he's on. Or will that team give him a new deal that he's being traded to?
Well, they're not going to want to give him the deal that he probably wants, right?
Oh, for sure, yes.
If he's a free agent, he's going to get new money. If he's not, and he's traded, I don't think he gets new money.
No, I agree.
So, of course, he wants to be released. So maybe he makes it.
But I could see a fifth or sixth round pick.
Conditional.
Yeah.
Bumped up to a fourth if he catches 50 balls or something like that. But, I mean, it just people have been tweeting me and messaging me saying, like, what do you think they get for him, two or three? I would be
– 2 or 3 what?
Well,
round, second, third round pick?
Yeah.
Nah, I'd be – now, that would be a doozy for Howie to pull off.
Now, if he does get released, that counts as breaking news, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're such an idiot today.
I'm glad you asked.
Yes,
that would.
I just want to clear it up before anything happens. You know?
No, but like you would agree that it's likely he's not going to be on the team next year, right?
Oh, he's gone.
Yes, he's gone.
Right. So
I actually think that all three, Kelsey, him, and Carson,
yes.
Especially like given what was happening late in the year after the last game sitting on that bench, that felt like the end.
The Kelsey thing is weird because he hasn't spoken, which he's done the same thing the last couple years where he didn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
But this year feels like it's a little bit different. If he's really considering, is this my last year? Why would he want to come back and play this make this his last year?
I agree.
I don't know.
What are those guys have? Like, why would they want to come back at all?
Well, and think about this. I mean, I think I saw Jason Kelsey's salary is like $5 million.
Yeah, it's
what is he, like the third or fourth highest paid O lineman on this team?
$5.5 million. Yeah, I mean, and by the way, that's a very tradable contract to another team that says all pro type center. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you'd be able to trade, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Eagles would do that.
The one reason that he would obviously want to come back is he was drafted here. He's an all-time player, won a Super Bowl. Like, it's a legacy type thing where you want to end the career the same place you started it. But
well, I mean, he can do that by just retiring.
Yes.
Like, I just don't know if he wants – only he knows if he wants to put his body back through that and for a team that is in a rebuilding – phase right now. I think Jason may be sitting back and waiting to see exactly what the Eagles are going to do. Like, he probably has a better idea of what they're going to do with some of these veterans than we do. And if he's the only guy that's going to be coming back, like, I don't know if he wants to be a part of that or not.
Right.
Like, if this team is going to win 4 games next year, does he want to go through another 4-win season?
It'd be a tough last season to go.
Right? I mean, and he plays a physical position where he's undersized.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones. Greg. Greg's in Fort Washington. Hi, Greg.
Hi, John.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Jay?
Question for you.
Yeah.
What's up? John, it seemed like earlier you were talking about that Rob Motti report.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, you know, people come out with stuff. You don't want to get involved with that he said, she said, whatever. But just 2 days ago, you and Ike were arguing about how you roll with all these stories, you know, that had come out over the past few months about Carson and this and that, like almost like they're facts.
If you want me to get specific about the Rob Motti thing, Rob Motti said that he spoke to Doug, and Doug told him there was no problem with the relationship with Carson Wentz. Just because Doug told Rob Motti that doesn't mean that they actually didn't, that they had a great relationship. It just meant he told him that there was nothing wrong with the relationship. I've heard differently. Right, Greg? I mean, if you have a brain, I think you can figure out that the relationship wasn't great last year. Right?
Well, that's fine, but why are you putting credence in this? And yet the other day you were all about standing behind what other players had to say about Carson, and your defense was, well, maybe it is true. Well, maybe it's not true. But I just think you're a hater when it comes to Wentz, and you just look for any opportunity you can to, you know, glom one to
Or there's been a lot of smoke when it comes to Carson Wentz and these type of issues, and maybe some of it is true. Right? You think that's all just made up? Greg?
No, but I think a lot of it's put out there to get this type of reaction.
Okay, I don't believe everything that's out there. I mean, if that's what you're saying, I don't believe everything that's out there. But like, we unfortunately have to look through and we have to sip through all this crap. Like, I've had people tell me for the last 3 weeks Carson Wentz really didn't want to leave here. Is that true? Because he didn't say that he wanted to leave here. So what am I supposed to believe?
Right.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, like, Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson, clearly. I'm not saying they hated each other. I guess Adam Schefter said that they didn't speak for 9 or 10 weeks. I might have.
Yeah, if he said that paints a picture of they hated each other.
Right.
I mean, exactly. That's what everybody's going to jump to, because the first thing I think of is, how the hell is the head coach and the quarterback not speak for 10 weeks?
It'd be impossible not to speak for 10 weeks. Well, were they angry with each other for 9 or 10 weeks? I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, but like Doug Peterson was asked about Brett Favre's comments that said that they should have kept Nick Foles and not Carson Wentz, and he didn't say no. I disagree with him. And it took prodding in three separate questions for him to even think about saying that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't think that Carson felt a certain way about that? I mean, their relationship clearly was strained last year. That's all that I'm saying. I don't know the details. I'm not saying they didn't speak to each other. They hated each other's guts. But just because Doug told Rob Motti that their relationship is fine, that doesn't mean that it was fine. It means that he told them that. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Black Gritty from blackgritty.com. What's up, Black Gritty? How are you?
Marks, I'd never call you Two-Face. I mean, I might call you Many Faces.
Well, I think that's fair.
You got a lot of different ideas, but I never call you Two-Face.
Thank you.
You know, you give your opinion on what it is, and sometimes your opinion changes.
People change their opinions based on new evidence.
With the evidence, I'm still waiting on that DeSean Jackson gang evidence to come to light. I mean, I'm so mad at Chip Kelly about that. I love DeSean Jackson. I'm still waiting for the gang evidence, Ike, okay? So, as far as the LCDBBB, man, we still circling the wagons. Like, you know why? Because I need to throw these touchdowns, guys, get that 30%, get them playoffs, and get us that first-round pick. So, yes. And LCDBBB ain't just all
at least for a year, man. Black Gritty. At least for a year.
I can't wait to yell at Gilio and Oscar Boy and tell them, look at us and look at them. That's all I want to do. Now, let me tell you about something important. First of all, Jack, get my net roll.
Get my net roll.
There it is. Get my net roll. I hear talking about Ben Livingston. I heard from the streets Ben Livingston quit on Philadelphia. I heard he went and did something else with himself. I heard he was disgruntled. I heard sometimes he switched the plays on the production to change the show around. That's what I heard about Ben. And you want to take Ben over Jack Nola? I thank God. Listener, tweeter, in these streets. Jack for life. Love you guys. I'm out. Have a good one.
All right, Black Gritty.
There he is.
Totally agree, by the way.
Not sure I understood anything he just said there, but.
Good energy.
Yeah, I think he was saying that Ben quit on us.
Yeah.
Is that what he was saying?
Yes. Well, he did the best decision for himself, kind of like Carson going to Indy. The best decision for Ben was to go to Columbia.
I don't really know if that was the best decision for Ben. It's the best decision for you.
Yeah, it was the best decision for Ben.
Yeah,
you kidding me? He's living in New York, working for a dating website as an analytics researcher or expert.
What?
Yeah, you don't think he's having the time of his life?
Oh God!
215-592.
Imagine what that's like with him.
Exactly. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
He is upset about the Wentz trade, though.
Oh, he's having
you don't say.
Just a brutal Twitter follow on most times. It's like just meltdown city.
Yeah, it's I'm just able to ignore him.
I can't.
No.
He's
hanging upset.
On his every word.
215-592-94.
He's upset. He's emotional.
He's very emotional with it. Coming up, will the Eagles regret trading Carson Wentz away? Also, you'll hear the station montage that we put together remembering the Carson Wentz time here. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese, today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All of Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining, Pennsylvania, Jersey, and, of course, all of the Philadelphia locations. There's a Chickies and Pete's near everyone. Find yours at chickiesandpete's.com. Back after this.
Hey, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they'll even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Big games tonight in professional basketball. Philadelphia back on the hardwood. I believe that game is here in Philadelphia. Chicago's in town. Philadelphia, a big home favorite tonight. Don't know if they'll have their all-star guard, but they will have their all-star center in there tonight. And Philadelphia minus -8. I think I like Philadelphia at home minus -8 tonight over Chicago. Take Philadelphia minus the points. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get to keep the cash. If you lose, you get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Now, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook before, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.